Peter asked, "How often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus' response was not seven times, but a whole lot more, as recorded in Matthew's gospel. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Have you noticed that sometimes it's easier to forgive someone else than it is to forgive yourself? The Bible instructs us to ask for forgiveness and then to forgive others, as in, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And then we are instructed that if we confess our sins, God will be faithful to forgive. We are to forgive our neighbors with a lifestyle of forgiveness. Now, that doesn't give them permission to do mess or start mess or mess with or mess over us again. And it doesn't mean that we put ourselves in messy situations again. It means that we are to release, to let go, and move forward. Do the matters of forgiveness include self-forgiveness? We are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Shouldn't we extend the same opportunity and generosity of heart to ourselves as well? When mess breaks out, often we can analyze the DNA of the hurt. We can identify the perpetrators and then go through that mental choice. Do we get them back or choose to forgive? My prayer is that you chose to forgive. But when the hurt comes from within, we hurt ourselves. It's difficult sometimes to see ourselves through our own eyes, but it's there. That feeling of guilt, that sense of blame, and our self-criticism kicks in. And sometimes our self-criticism can be harsh, and we could end up spending a whole lot of time in self-bashing and blame-throwing. We beat up on ourselves real good because, after all, we did it, and some little voice inside says, then we deserve it. Who said to err is human? I don't know, but I do know the Bible says we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Sarah Parson writes, self-forgiveness doesn't mean we act like nothing happened. We hurt. We hurt ourselves. We hurt others. Nor does self-forgiveness mean we exempt ourselves from accountability. She writes, it means we acknowledge what happened without judgment. We speak to ourselves. We speak truth in love. You did that, and I forgive you for it. This, she says, allows us to let go and move forward. So, what do you need to forgive yourself for today? You did it. Now, in Jesus' name, confess it. God will be faithful to forgive you. Now, you forgive yourself. Let it go. Move forward. I'm Vashti McKenzie. And this is your wake-up call.